This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one hand of the world.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, there are many mysteries around us. Why is fast food so delicious, yet so bad for you? Why is a vacuum cleaner so noisy when a vacuum doesn't carry sound? And what exactly is behind the muon magnetic anomaly? Well, cracking this mystery might just be the next big breakthrough in physics. The last big breakthroughs in physics gave us radioactivity, GPS, and modern electronics, but they were ages ago. So physicists are pretty excited about this one. And ironically, this possible big breakthrough might be coming from the very small stuff, the land of subatomic particles. So what is this muon magnetic anomaly? Well, a muon is just a heavy version of an electron. Magnetism? That's what sticks stuff to your fridge door. And anomaly? Well, that means something wrong. So here's the something wrong part. When you put a muon into a magnetic field, it begins to wobble. The problem is that there's a difference between what the physicists predict for the wobble and what they actually measure. Scientists are busy doing experiments trying to understand this, but it could be a sign of entirely new physics, some unknown particle or force influencing the muon. Now, that sounds pretty complicated, so let's talk this through. We'll start with atoms, then look at what electrons do in a magnetic field, add in the quantum vacuum where something can literally come from nothing, yeah, I know that's weird, and then finally see what happens when we put a muon in a magnetic field. So here's stage one, the atom. An atom is the fundamental building block for all the regular matter in the universe. Back in the early 20th century, physicists were getting a mental image of what an atom looked like. They imagined the atom as similar to a tiny green pea sitting all alone in the middle of the enormous Melbourne cricket ground. The green pea carried nearly all of the mass of the atom in a tiny volume, and that was called the nucleus of the atom. Then, heading from the centre outwards, there was the actual sports field. And correspondingly, in the atom, that was just a lot of empty space. And finally, right on the outside, you got to where the spectators sat, and that's where there was a cloud of electrons orbiting around the nucleus, our little green pea. These electrons are the negatively charged particles of the atom. The combination of the tiny heavy particles in the middle, with lots of empty space, and the electrons orbiting around, was reminiscent of a mini solar system. So that now brings us to stage two. Let's think about what the electrons do in a magnetic field. As I said before, the electron has a negative charge. But when a charge moves, it creates current. And currents make magnetic fields. So there's a tiny amount of magnetism associated with each electron. And by the 1930s, physicists were quite confident that each electron behaves like a little magnet. Now, the magnet also has a property called spin. And this spin helps determine how electrons interact with other stuff, like particles or fields. This interaction looks like the spin of a massive object, such as the Earth. So that's how spin got its name. So now let's make the spinning electron do a weird wobble called precession. Precession happens on the big scale as well, such as in our home planet Earth. The Earth rotates on its north-south spin axis once every day. But this north-south spin axis has its own special motion. It slowly sweeps out a complete circle once every 26,000 years. This slow, sweeping circular movement is called precession. At the moment, in the Northern Hemisphere, the north-south spin axis of the Earth is pointing directly at the pole star. But in 13,000 years from now, our north-south spin axis will be pointing at somewhere else in the sky, and another 13,000 years after that, it'll be pointing back at the pole star. This precession is actually involved in the timing of the ice ages on our planet. Now, precession is very slow for our planet, once every 26,000 years, but very, very fast for the tiny electron, billions of times each second. But how do you make an electron precess? Easy, just shove it into a magnetic field. For various reasons, this forces the spin axis of the electron to precess, just like the north-south spin axis of the Earth precesses. But don't forget that electrons are very, very tiny. So there's some quantum magic weirdness involved as well. So, what happens when you replace a regular electron in a magnetic field with its big brother, the much heavier muon? All of this is pretty head-spinning. So, let's delve further into the quantum muon mystery next time.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.